How can I help you?
Do
you speak English? No? Why not?
Indonesia.
These two.
Yeah.
The younger generation.
The younger generation. How long have you been a monk?
2 months now.
2 months now. 2 months. You spent 2 months over here, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want to know? You speak English, huh?
Yes. We met the Malaysian people,
Linda
and
Aseng.
They have followed Aseng since nine years ago. Yeah.
More than 9 years.
More than 9 years. Yeah, they said that Aseng teaching is very, very good.
That's what they think, huh?
No, you think.
Because they don't know otherwise. Ah, I mean Hendrik. Hendrik is from Indonesia.
Yeah. And that's what they can do.
Pekanbaru.
Yeah.
I go there regularly. You have to translate it for your parents.
Just want to visit and see Aseng.
What?
Just want to visit and see.
visit and see Dharaja.
He want to?
He want to visit and meet Dharaja.
What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I'm architect.
Architect?
Yeah. And my sister, graphic design.
Web cartoon.
More on branding.
Branding.
Yeah.
Women branding. Shoe branding.
Everything branding.
Yeah.
Women go for brand, yeah.
So Aseng is from
Germany.
Okay.
Where are you from?
The same thing. Yeah. Surabaya.
It's your family, huh?
Yeah, my family.
Ah. You're the oldest?
I'm older than them.
Yeah.
They have been here since two weeks ago.
Yeah, he said he wanted to come and but he never came. What did you do? What kind of work did you do?
Before I came. It was already a long time ago.
Because before I ordained, I was staying in a meditation center in Indonesia for quite like around 5 years. So it's already.
Where in Java?
In Java, near Jakarta, the meditation center. But it's a bit different because it's from Mahasi tradition of Myanmar. And then after that, I sort of left the meditation center and tried to find another, try to look around, find another thing.
So how did you find the temple? They don't speak Indonesian there, and they don't speak English.
Yes. Well, I have to learn a bit Thai. So, but I guess it's totally different with the tradition from Myanmar, because with them they focus more on it. Like during the day, we do meditation all day, like sitting, walking, every day. Not really doing anything outside of it. But over here, because you have to do other things like pinapar, and also you have to do kolwar. For me, I think it's better like this, because in a way, you still do need to do meditation, but because the other things actually also help to make me learn about how to deal with my own feelings when I have to interact with others, when I have to do the core word.
How long is the core word in some campaign?
Not good. So it's 2 times in the morning before going to bed, and also in the afternoon around 3. Maybe around, like, the real call word is maybe around 1 hour in the morning and in the afternoon. But sometimes there is something
more.
Something more.
Just like yesterday.
Yeah, that one is very a lot. The whole day.
And the day before. You have your own koti?
Yes, I have.
Where is it?
It's quite far from the main temple.
Is it up the mountain now?
No, not that one. I think that one is, we cannot stay there. But if we want to go there for some nights and stay there, it's fine. But for
the stay there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure. No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not that far, you know. I mean, it's half an hour walk, you know, going up there. And that is quite normal in monasteries.
Yes.
So, you do a lot of practice?
Yes. Do as much as I can.
But how is the teaching? I mean, you really don't understand. I mean, Ajahn Mai is probably not teaching very much, right?
Well, he is busy with the jenny, so...
He is busy, he's always somewhere else, yeah? And if it... And Ajahn Sub... Lumpur Intawai, yeah? I mean, he's not really teaching also?
Yeah, sometimes when he come, yeah, he had like a private meeting with all the monks. But yeah, the thing is, I don't really understand the language.
That's what I thought.
So I am to depend on someone else translation.
Mm.
Yeah, yes, that's one thing.
You do have to understand. Yeah? I mean, there are two ways, you know, to understand Thai. Yeah? Either you listen with your heart and you understand what you say, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
or you have to learn Thai. If you don't have the ability to listen with your heart, yeah, I mean, then it's very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
When I came to Pantat, I didn't speak any Thai, yeah? But I could listen with my heart, you know, mm-hmm. So I understood what he was talking about. Because there is only one language, the language of intention. Yeah. So if you listen, yeah, if you don't listen to the words, that is the biggest problem. Yeah. If you don't understand really the language, you know, and you try to translate, you know, what we hear into Indonesian, I mean, then you miss the whole point.
Mm.
But if you can listen to the heart, yeah. Let me understand what he's talking about. So how is the samadhi?
Pretty good.
I mean, it's important, right? Huh? Not only to learn samadhi, but also to learn, yeah, with samadhi the sati. Yeah? Sati is the knowingness, yeah? And this knowingness, you know, is if you know what is going on without, you know, putting labels on it, without putting thoughts on it, I mean, that is when you understand. That's when you listen, you know, that when you listen to somebody, you know, or observe somebody, you know, you understand because you don't put any thoughts on it, yeah? You don't put any assumptions on it, yeah? You look, yeah, and you see and you understand, yeah? The sati, you know, will be developed. I mean, you also live, you know, it's not as thick as this forest, you know, over there. It's okay, the forest is okay. But here it's a little bit thicker and very, part of it very dark. Yeah? So, if you observe, you know, if you observe the ants or the rock, you know, the squirrels, you don't have to think what they are doing. You see and you know and you understand. And that is called sati. Yeah? The moment you put arc, yeah, it's jumping from one branch to the next. You don't have to think that. You see and you know, you understand. Yeah? And that's what we develop, you know, when we do samadhi. We know the Buddha, yeah, when you do the Buddha, you know the Buddha is starting, the Buddha is ending, the Buddha is fast, the Buddha is slow, or the Buddha is, yeah, is very deep or it's very shallow. It doesn't matter how it is. You just want to know how it is. The same with the breath. Is it the in-breath? Is it the out-breath? Is it long or is it short? You know? Is it deep or is it shallow? Is it rough or is it detached? People, you know, I mean, when you do meditation, you always try to make the breath calm. No, that is not the point. The point is to know how the breath is. Understand?
Yes.
But it's difficult because our thoughts constantly, you know, go out.
It's your second. Talk to
While he does meditation, you know, he designs his next building already.
That's nice.
And she designs her next brands, yeah? That is not important, you know. We have to let go of all these thoughts. We have to enter the market. Yeah? I mean, samadhi is our resting place, just like people in the world do not sleep. Yeah? Where there's nothing going on. Yeah? There's no thoughts coming. Yeah? There are no memories coming. There's just enough the attention on the breath, yeah? And the knowing of the breath. Until it gets really deep. Yeah? Until you know the world, you know, slowly disappears, you know, from all, even feeling disappears, you know, in the end, you know, the body disappears, and then, you know, then the whole universe disappears, and there's only one point of it. That is the wonder of meditation, first wonder of meditation. Then you see, when you come back, what? It's all made up! You know that? You think you know, but that is not knowing. You went into Apana Samadhi already? You go in one moment, and you go the next moment, you go out. But in that time, hours can have passed. But you don't know. And you don't know when you come out, you don't know who you are, where you are, and why you are here. Because you need your memory, you know, to keep up who I am. Where am I? That is the importance. That's the importance of samadhi. First of all, to rest. If it's only upachara samadhi, you know, just to rest the mind, and once the mind is focused, then to investigate. Investigate the body. We are attached to this damn body. We constantly worry about the body. In Asia, you know, Indonesia, I mean, they eat medicine like, you know, staple food. Yeah. This and this, you know. Yeah. What is the purpose? Yeah? We feed the body and that's it. Yeah. We take care of the body. Yeah. But you constantly worry about the body. Yeah? Oh, I have to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
I was staying with Lungda Mahaboy, you know, for 15 years. Yeah? If a monk came and went to see Lungda Mahaboy, I need to go to see the doctor. Okay, pack your things and don't come back. That was his training. Also, you know, monks wanted to visit their parents. No, go ahead, yeah. Pack your things, don't come back. I don't need these kind of monks, you know, who worry about their families, who worry about their health. I only want monks who really fight. We are ordained, you know, for one reason only. For which reason?
Nibbana.
Yeah, to get out of dukkha. Yeah. I mean, if we want to get out of dukkha, you know, the world, you know, I mean, is full of dukkha. The more if we attach to the world, the more we attach to this body, I mean, it brings all dukkha. Yeah. You understand? Yeah, it's a heart, yeah. I mean, that's why Lungda Mahaboa called it the Forest University. That's a very tough place. Yeah? I remember he at least twice a day, he came, yeah, to every kuti of the monk, you know, and look what they are doing. When he caught them sleeping or doing something else, you know, I mean, after a few times he kicked them out. You're not worth staying here in this monastery. Very tough, but very good. Very good training, yeah? So that's why we ordain, you know? I mean, if we cannot find, you know, if we cannot find the way out of dukkha, if we don't really understand dukkha, I mean, we don't have the motivation to get out of dukkha. You get up in the morning, yeah? You don't want to, you know, you don't want to go to work. dukkha. Yeah? You're hungry, it's dukkha. Yeah? Yeah? You're thirsty, it's dukkha. Yeah? You need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha. Yeah? You're tired, it's dukkha. Yeah? That is only the dukkha of the body. Yeah? You don't like your colleagues, dukkha. Yeah? Yeah? You don't like this, dukkha. You want this, dukkha. Yeah? The more we understand dukkha, yeah? The more energy or the more commitment we have to practice. If you don't, you know, everything is fine. Nowadays, you know, with the phones, we don't even see the dukkha.
Yeah.
The moment we are bored, you know, we look at the phone. That's why the monks here are not allowed to have phones. Huh? I mean, it is the devastation of monks, yeah? Monkhood, yeah? Look at all the monasteries, you know, everybody, you know, all the monks, you know, play. Yeah? Wherever I go, you know, yesterday I was in Katin and Wat Banayin, yeah? I mean, the monks play with their phones, yeah? I mean, what is the point? Yeah? We're not lay people, yeah? I mean, if you play with your smartphone, you know, yeah? Okay, yeah? Why do you call it smartphone? It's smarter than you. And people who are dumb, you know, I mean, huh? Use the smartphones, you know, because they want to know Siri, Google, what is this, you know? Or do you need ChatGPT or whatever it is, yeah? Huh? And the more we use it, the more we become stupid. Yeah? And the more we become dependent on it. I mean, 20 years ago, you know, I mean, in your house there was one phone. Wow, it was very quiet. Not ding ding. Message coming in, ding ding, message coming in, constantly. Yeah? You have a phone? Yeah. Give it back to your...
You just give it to me.
It's not good. I mean, we are busy with this, yeah? We want to know, you know? I mean, practice, okay, I want to know this. Okay, look it up, you know? Okay, practice, you know, I want... That's not good. Yeah? I mean, if you really, yeah? If you really want to get out, yeah? Then practice, yeah? Practice 12, 14, 16 hours a day. That's where you become fruit, yeah? You cannot be distracted by anything. What did the Lord Buddha say? Yeah? When you live in a monastery, you live like you're alone, yeah? When you're alone, yeah? Somewhere alone, huh? Live like you're in a monastery. That's, yeah, it's essential, you know, in Bangkok there were 35 monks, but you didn't see them, because they were all, you know, all at their kutis, you know, and practicing. And Mukta Mahabodhi was making sure that they are practicing. But nowadays it's to find a place like this is very tough, yeah? Very hard, because I mean, everybody, you know, all the monks, you know, no kukka, you know, they get food, you know, they have enough food, you know, I mean, you know. Then they have their phones, you know, they can call anybody that they like, yeah? Whenever, yeah, I look it up, you know, go through, yeah? Go through the web, go to TikTok, Line, or whatever, yeah? YouTube, huh? How many hours are you spending with TikTok and YouTube?
I don't have TikTok.
I don't
use
TikTok. Or Line?
Instagram.
That's even worse, yeah? Yeah, I mean, you use all the Facebook or things like that, yeah? But you spend a lot of time with this. Yeah? It's a waste of time. It's killing time. What are the parents doing? They're already retired or what?
Retired already.
Yeah.
My father, 73 years
old. 73.
My mother, 63.
What? 63. 63. What did you do? What kind of work did you do, your father?
Shipping
industry.
Yes, yes.
Indonesian. Yes. Before it was Dutch. the West. Robbing, thieves, stealing, lying. That's the value of the West. The more I live here in Thailand, the more I understand, you know, what the West is all about. Yeah.
Money and power.
Money, power, stealing, lying, you know, cheating. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how they got the power.
Yeah.
What are they doing, you know, coerce any country that doesn't do what they want.
Yeah.
Especially the US, you know, before it was Holland and before it was, you know, and England. Yeah? That's where they got their wealth from. Yeah? With the wealth they have the power. But there are thieves and robbers. Yeah? But if you live in the society, you think you're the top of the cream. That's how they fool you. Yeah? Then you live in another country and suddenly you realize, I mean, what they do is, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, there's nothing. Yeah? See what they are doing in Gaza? Yeah? In Israel? It's horrific. And the world watches. Why they kill all the people. I mean, they bomb them, yeah? They smitten them to death under the rubble. They don't give them food. They starve them to death. They bomb them to death, yeah? In the world, I don't see anything. Only a few. So you understand, yeah? I'm a practice. Yeah? How many hours do you do a practice a day?
Don't really count it.
About?
Not as many as I can.
Yeah, you know, as many as I can, you know, can be 3 hours or 6 hours, yeah?
Yeah, it depends actually.
Yeah. No, I mean, if nothing is going on there.
Generally about 69.
69. When he was in the meditation center, at least 10?
No. Back then it was like around, because over there we have to do like 14 hours a day.
14?
14, yeah. Because that's like the main rule in the tradition.
14 hours. Yeah, get the samadhi and then investigation of the body. Huh? Tear the body apart and see what is it. Yeah? Open up the body, yeah? Ask any friend who is a doctor, the first time he opens up the body, you know, he pukes, you know, or he falls unconscious. He doesn't want to see the shit that is in there, yeah? That we hide with our skin. What is our attachment to the body? Everything, you know, that everything that goes onto the body or in the body is nice and fine, smells nice, you know, it's tasty. Everything that comes out, you know, is disgusting. Huh? The food you like, you touch with your hand, you know, but the shit that comes out, you don't want to touch. Why? I mean, it's the same body. You put the food on the tongue, you know, but you don't want to put the shit on the tongue. Why? This is something we have to understand. Why are we so attached to this body? When everything, the body turns everything that is nice, you know, and beautiful into something that is disgusting. What does the body give us? You know, why do we think we are the body? And so you have to separate it out. See, that's the body, that is the chitta. A lot of people, you know, think, you know, I mean, the body, you know, the body and the chitta is one and the same thing. No. The chitta is not within the five khandhas. The five khandhas are rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, and jnana. There is no chitta. The chitta is the owner of the five khandhas. And in the chitta, there's a troublemaker, there's a vicha, a kilesa. They constantly, you know, put something in your ear. You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to like this, you don't have to like this, You want this, That's the troublemaker. We have to get rid of the troublemaker, To show him what he wants is actually disgusting, And within the body, you know, I mean, the investigation of the body, when you look, you know, at the four stages of enlightenment. The first stage is, you know, cutting the first three fetters. What is the first three fetters? Doubt. Doubt that there is heaven, hell. Doubt that there is karma. Doubt that there is result of karma. Doubt that there are beings in heaven and hell. What is the second? Not keeping the precepts. Five precepts, for us 227 precepts, keeping them, that's the second fetter. The third fetter is belief that the body is self. So, in order to end the sutta panel, you have to get rid of these first three fetters. The first two fetters, you know, I mean, for most of us are okay, you know, the moment we practice. We keep the sila, you know. I mean, we ordain a monk because we have trust that there is heaven and hell and karma. So, that's not a problem. And the third one is the problem. That the body is self. So we have to cut the body, you know, into bits and pieces and look at the bits and pieces. And what is sitting there and knowing that that there are body parts? And what part of the body is the body? The heart? Is it important? But the brain is also important. The lung is also important. The stomach is also important. And so which part of the body is the body? And who knows that they are the body part? And it's a principle of anatta. Not me, not mine. Whatever I can perceive is not me, not mine, or not myself. Are you your feeling? We always say, I feel, We don't say, there's a feeling. And then we can look at the feeling. There's a feeling, okay. And when we look at it, you know, it comes and it goes. It's a nature. But it takes a little bit longer to come and go. But everything else, you know, comes and goes very fast. Feelings stick a little bit longer, But thoughts, you know, come and go very fast, you know. Memories, you know, a little bit longer, And consciousness is extremely fast. It comes and goes, comes and goes. Don't detach yourself. Yeah? See, there's a body. Yeah? There's a feeling. Yeah? And who is the one who knows? Yeah? Who is the owner of the body? It's a chitta. Because, yeah, I mean, the body dies, what goes into the next life? Yeah? The chitta together with this karma. Yeah? And then he occupies the next body. How many bodies have we been in? Yeah? Million, trillions, yeah? I mean, sometimes we were human beings, yeah? Often enough we were down in hell, in the ghost realm, yeah? Sometimes in heaven. It's turning around and turning around, turning around, yeah? Hmm? Have you ever seen a hamster in a hamster wheel? Hamster?
Yeah.
In a hamster wheel,
yeah?
Yeah, it's running and running and running, but not going anywhere. And that is us. We're born, die, born, die, born, die, but we don't go anywhere. Huh? We just turn around in the wheel. Huh? No? So we have to understand the things that we are attached to. And the things that we are attached to and the things that we think is me and mine, you know, is Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara and Vinyana. Yeah? We make up the stories in our memories and our thoughts, you know, together with our body, you know, who we are, where we are, why we are, and so on. Yeah? So we have to touch ourselves, we have to find it. Yeah? And with the body investigation, the third kata is the first, you know, and that, yeah? We have to overcome greed and hate. It's within this body. As I said before, everything that goes on the body is nice, yeah, tastes nice, yeah. It's beautiful. All the clothes that you put on the body, all so beautiful, yeah. Yeah, makeup, you know, the hair and so on, yeah. If you don't wash your hair for 2 weeks, you know, it's filthy.
Yeah.
Huh? When you take off your shirt, you know, it stinks. Huh? Where is that coming from? From inside. Huh? So grief and hate, you know, are rooted within this body. With likes and dislikes. Yeah? We like the things that go on or in. Yeah? We don't like the things that come out. So if you investigate this body, you know, open it up and see, yeah? For itself what it is. Yeah? I mean, that is the way how to overcome. Yeah? Greed and hate. And then you have only to fight, you know, with the five higher factors. You don't come back in the heavenly world, you don't come back as a human being or go to the lower world. So. States of anagami. You understand? He sits there like a stump, you know, tree stump, yeah? Huh? You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To make the most of it, yeah? Especially when you're a monk, yeah? But your parents should practice every day. Huh? What do they have, you know? Huh? Eating, yeah? Texting? Calling, yeah? Yeah? Waiting for death to come. Yeah? That is the end of our life, yeah? When we are retired. We wait for death to come to get into the next life, yeah? If it is a human life, you have to study architecture again. You have to go through school again.
Yes.
Remember this, you know? Everything that you learned in this life, you have to relearn in the next. I mean, if you studied architecture in your previous life, you know, or designed, you know, in your previous life, I mean, yes, in this life, you know, you have to study again, but it is easier. It's just like, you know, we learn a language, you know, and we don't use it for a while, you know. Huh? I mean, in the beginning it's difficult, but then it comes back very quickly. It's the same with meditation. Yeah? We meditate, you know, in this life we are very, you know, we are very tough, meditate until the last breath. In the next life we enjoy, you know, the fruits of our meditation, you know, and forget all about meditation, you know, and then after two or three lives, you know, we come back, oh, it's so difficult, yeah. But, yeah, if we persist, you know, after one or two years, you know, it's really earnest, yeah, with lots of effort, you know, I mean, we suddenly snap back into the old position. But to get there, you know, I mean, we have to relearn everything. Understand, yeah? I mean, that is our motivation, you know? I mean, oh, I'm tired, yeah, let's go to sleep. No! I mean, a forest monk doesn't go to sleep when he's tired, yeah? He goes to sleep when he's not tired. And then, you know, I mean, before even my head was on the pillow, I was already asleep. And then after 2 hours, you wake up and then you continue with your work. That's the way of the first one. Yeah? Okay? Yeah. In the shipping industry, you don't learn English?
Only on local Indonesian.
Oh, local Indonesian.
Yeah. Not international shipping. but my father now doing meditation every
week, once a week.
Every day.
Every
morning, he wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. And then he do meditate around 2 to 3 hours in the morning and in the evening.
Okay, so you know, did you record? How can you translate? You know what I said.
We still have feeling. But do we have to like meditate for do the hours really counts or the quality?
In the beginning the hours really count and then the quality counts. But if you don't do 5 or 6 hours in one go, you don't find, you know, the kilesas that are very deep inside. If you only do, you know, 1 hour, you know, and then, you know, rest, you know, and then do next, yeah, and then go do something else, and then go back. I mean, that is easy. Yeah. Do 6 hours in one stretch, and then, I mean, after 2 hours, you know, nothing, you know. Oh, so difficult, you know, I cannot concentrate. Let's do something else, and then you come back and sit, yeah, after a while you come back and sit, oh, see, it's so easy. No, you have to overcome the difficulties, right? Sitting for a long time. Or walking for a long time. I mean, it doesn't matter if you walk for 5, 6 hours, you know, or if you do sitting for 5, 6 hours. Because then you see the kilesa. So, I mean, the amount, you know, I mean, you know, it's important. to get to this obnoxious kilesa, of course. I mean, the height, yeah? If you go into a cellar, you know, where there is no light, and, yeah, I mean, you stumble about this, and you don't know what it is, yeah? But if you put a flashlight, you know, sati on it, then you see, this is this kilesa, that is that kilesa, that is that kilesa. And then you can kill it, yeah? But if you don't know, yeah, you know, you think, yeah, oh, well, yeah, okay, let's do something else. Try to sit for 3 hours, yeah? And then see what is happening. Did you try it before? Yeah, people. Yeah. lot of times, you know, I mean, then you just get the feeling, yeah? The feeling that comes to meditation, and we don't do the meditation anymore. Yeah? The feeling, you know, the feeling of peacefulness, yeah? But we are not with our meditation object. Yeah? We have to develop sati. Yeah? And lots of people don't understand the value of sati. Knowing every moment, yeah? Knowing when the in-breath changes to the out-breath changes to the in-breath. When the in-breath is starting, when the in-breath is at its height, yeah, and then when it slowly decreases, every second of the breath, you know, we have to find. It's the same with the Buddha, to know. And then we get so focused, yeah, so interested that nothing, you know, I mean, the whole world can be in uproar, but we don't notice it, because we're interested in this thing. Okay? Understood? Any questions?
So for Ajahn method of meditation, do you use anapanasati or?
Doesn't matter. Anapanasati, you know, you can do use with the breath, or you can also use putto. Or in the beginning, put with breathing in and do with breathing out. Perfectly
because
fine.
In Indonesia, we think there is some debate of samatha and vipassana. Some people appreciate vipassana more than samatha.
Yeah, but you can do vipassana without samatha.
So they have to be together.
You have three, you know, I mean, when you follow the Lord Buddha, yeah, the Lord Buddha's teaching, what is the path to the end of dukkha? Sila, samadhi, panya. Yeah? I mean, you cannot develop sila without panya and samadhi. You cannot develop samadhi without sila and panya. Yeah? You cannot develop panya without sila and samadhi. Yeah? Yeah? It's in the West, you know, because, I mean, your teachers are coming from the West, you know. That's why they mix it up. They cannot do samadhi. That's why they do vipassana. Yeah? And what is vipassana in the Western tradition? Is thinking. Yeah, but thinking doesn't solve any problems. Yeah? We need the sati, we need the focus, we need the attention on one object. So when I want to investigate the body or a part of the body, then I have to focus until I see clearly that body part. Yeah? With my inner eyes, yeah? And then I have to dissect it. That's how you develop panya. Yeah? Yeah, life is tough, you know? Yeah? Of course it's tough, yeah? But that doesn't help us to understand why is it tough. Huh? Because we are attached to these things that we think, you know? Huh? If you don't dissect these things, you know, I mean, we don't understand what is behind. Vipassana, yeah. I mean, that's what they teach about vipassana. For instance, Goenka retreats is not really vipassana. It's just observing the anicca of feelings. Yeah? Come, go, come, go. Yeah? And you can do that for the rest of your life and you don't gain any wisdom. Because you don't know why the feelings arise. Huh? What is the cause for a feeling to arise, or for this thought to arise, or for this memory to arise? You can observe it, you know, all day long, all year long, all life long, and nothing changes. Huh? Where do you think I came here? To practice the Buddha Sasana, you know, where there are enough arahants, you know, who teach the right things, yeah? Who teach the right path, yeah? Because I was dissatisfied with what they were teaching in the West. Yeah? there are all these gurus from India, you know, I mean, teaching, you know, all these things, ah, wow, and, you know, and the Westerners are, you know, oh, wow, you know, oh, yeah, spiritual people. Nothing to do with Buddhism. Buddhism is hard work. Yeah? Yeah? Buddhist practice is hard work. Buddhist monk, probably in Indonesia, same, you know, make some holy water, spray, you know, okay, you know, it's protected. In West, they do the same thing. Has nothing to do with Buddhism, whatsoever. Lord Buddha didn't teach that. Huh?
Yes.
He taught us, you know, the way out of dukkha. Yeah? If you cannot concentrate on one object, I mean, you cannot use vipassana. If the mind constantly goes off, you know, from this object, yeah? No matter what it is, if it is a feeling, you concentrate on the feeling. Yeah? Then the first thought, I don't like this feeling, yeah? When we investigate pain, yeah? I don't like it, I don't want it, you know, then you cannot investigate it. You have to understand. Yeah? And then you have to compare this feeling with this feeling. Yeah? What's the difference? What's the difference between anger? What's the difference between anger and lust? When you investigate it, you will know there's no difference. But, you know, all these, you know, you have to take off all these layers that we put on these feelings. This feeling I like, this feeling I don't like. Why? Because we never look at it, we never know the reality of the feeling. We don't know the essence of feeling. It's just the same with thoughts. You know, these kind of thoughts I like, other kinds of thoughts I don't like. Thoughts are thoughts. Yeah? Who puts the label on? You. Yeah? Putting the label on, you like it or dislike it. But the thought is a thought. Memory is the same. Actually, when you look at the, you have some bad memories, you know? When you go into these bad memories, you see there are some happy memories around it. The same thing when you go into happy memories, there are some bad memories around it. So what? We only want to see one side. We don't want to see the other side. Look, we do, you know. I mean, in our life, we see something we don't like to see, we turn our head away. Don't we? Yeah? That's not the German way. That's a German joke. He probably remembers it. Yeah? Two friends are walking, you know, in the night on a sidewalk. Yeah? And then one friend tells the other, "Ah, be careful, you know, don't step into this dog shit." Yeah? The other friend says, "I have to investigate that." So he looks at the dog shit, you know, says, "Okay, it looks like dog shit." Then he goes with his nose, yeah, smells. Oh, it smells like dog shit. But he's still not convinced, yeah? So he tastes, yeah? He tastes the dog shit and says, "Dog, this is dog shit. Okay. It's only good that we didn't step into it." That is the way how we investigate. We see something, we put a label on it, and that is not investigation. We have to really smell it, you know, taste it, you know, in order to understand the nature. That is just a, you know, for our body investigation or things like that. Oh yeah, this is this. No, it's not. It's constantly fooling us. Our labels that we put on things are fooling us. Yeah? That's why we live in this world. Yeah, I mean, our world is full of labels. Yeah. So we have to investigate. What is the feeling? How does it feel? Pain, yeah? Where is it? Where actually is it, you know? And if you start, you know, to investigate, is it in the bones? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the flesh? You can't find it. It's not there. And then it jumps, the pain jumps to another place, and then to another place, and to another place, yeah? Until it shows you where it comes from. Then you understand what pain is, what pain is. And you don't are afraid of pain, because, I mean, you know what it is. Huh? We are afraid of the dark because we don't know. Yeah? We are afraid of the future because we don't know. Hmm? If you know it, you know, I mean, where's the problem? Hmm? We can live a very happy life. Huh? But we don't know. Huh? We don't know and we don't understand. And that is a synonym for avijja, that wants to know and that wants to understand, but it cannot know and cannot understand. Okay, enough.
Thank you, Acharya. Give me a picture, photo together.
Yeah.